It's the Straight Talk Express. On the expressway to your mind, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 888-302-DOUG, relevant to people no matter whether you're in Tiffin or Mount Vernon, that's in Ohio, whether you're in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, whether you're down in Lafayette, Louisiana, whether you're in the center of Florida, the center of California. We're here with What's Happening, Baby, Jennifer Horne.
The Scoop.
All right, so the program director of our affiliate, the great Kyle Bailey, who listens very carefully to what we're talking about, and he's the program director of KQEN in Oregon, said, "Is she leaving permanently?" Kind of sounded like
was
that.
Was he excited?
I was. No, he wasn't. He liked you.
Okay, phew.
So I was teasing Jennifer.
No, I'm going to be
gone
back.
For a week. I said, "Jennifer's leaving. Today's her last day." And you know what? People are serious when they hear. So what's happening to Jennifer? She's taking a vacation. V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N.
Doug has suspended me for a week.
Does not deserve to take a vacation, however.
Never. You don't understand. Oh, I'm going to cough. Hold on. You talk.
Don't? I don't understand what? That you're taking
an
undeserved vacation?
No. You know, usually when I travel, because I travel a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a good amount.
Roberta travels a lot.
But it's typical.
But you know what? I travel
a lot,
and I'm always on.
I know. Well, you have that cool equipment that lets you do that. Mine is kind of trapped here. I'd love to. Well, I'm not going to say I'd love to, but I could broadcast from Antigua because I'd be in the right time zone, so I'd still get to sleep in. But this is the first time in a long time where I've actually taken a vacation that doesn't involve work.
Yeah, I know.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
Well, you can figure it out while you're there. Let's talk about some of the things going on that people are concerned about. The missing plane. One expert described it as sort of a chess game from a chessboard to a football field. The large area now that has to be searched for the missing airliner. Clues emerged yesterday that may have it going down in the Indian Ocean, if it did go down at all. That's the opposite direction of the flight path.
Right.
This is day six of this thing. Every lead so far has not yielded one thing.
And you'll know this because you're kind of a travel geek, but isn't it true that it takes about a week for the plane parts to sink? If it did happen to crash, your
some
best chance to see it, your best
if
chance to see it
luggage,
sooner rather
that
than
luggage
later.
Isn't going to, most of the time the luggage wouldn't sink, the seats wouldn't sink, even if they're waterlogged. That's why they have them as a flotation device. So that sort of thing, and if people are strapped into the seats, that's oftentimes the gruesome thing that they find when a plane crashes into the ocean. The plane seats are on the surface, and the bodies of the victims are still strapped into the seat. That's because the seats don't sink. That's why they use them as flotation devices, and they tell you if the plane goes into the ocean, that's how foolish. Yeah, that's how really foolish the federal government is. The FAA says, make sure you hold on to your seat if we crash in the ocean. Right.
You can be sure I'm going to be holding on to something.
Right. If you're crashing into the ocean and you're going 560 miles an hour, you're not going to be holding on to much of anything. I remember, and this is, I'm going to try to edit this somewhat. The pictures when the 747 was blown up over Lockerbie, Scotland, remember that in the 1970s? There are actually pictures of people on the seats landing on the roofs of houses and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, anyway. I have to get on a plane tomorrow, so.
Yeah, right.
Let's talk about something happy like Crimea.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock. Crimea decides whether it wants to divorce the Ukraine and get hitched to the Russians on Sunday. West has told Russia to back off or face, quote-unquote, significant consequences. Yeah, that tough guy, John Kerry, you wouldn't want to cross him. Moscow's not backing down. They're laughing at what our diplomats say.
Do you think John Kerry puts down his champagne and caviar before he makes these edicts?
Kerry? Yeah.
You think so?
Right. Yeah. Or his Heinz 57 ketchup that he puts on the caviar.
Could you hold my champagne? I have to talk to preempt the press.
Right, exactly. All right, let's see here. It's Pi Day.
You know apple, that, right? Cherry.
Perfect equation.
Pie. Pecan.
You can either do the math or you can bake a pie. Totally a pie.
I'd rather make a pie.
Really? Pi Day has become more than a celebration of the Greek letter pi, turned into a day to connect people to math via food. Pi is not a kind of pie. Pi is spelled P-I, not P-I-E, when it refers to using the Greek letter as a sort of a component of mathematics. Party today, there will be a lot of colleges that will be celebrating Pi Day with pies. And the reason it's Pi Day is because Albert Einstein's birthday is March 14th. You knew that, right? How many people knew that? Raise your hands.
I did when I read the story today.
Good for you, Jennifer.
I know.
Right. I really don't care about Oscar Pistorius. I really don't care.
Do you think he's guilty?
I don't care. But maybe you do, so if you want to talk about it for a minute, you're welcome to. I don't care.
Well, I mean, there's really not much more to talk about. The trial just continues on, and it's gruesome. I mean, that's really the bottom line. It's gruesome, and he's reacting to it, and maybe he did do it, maybe he didn't do it, but he's sure putting on a show, that's for sure.
Does anybody really care, honestly? Anybody know what time it is?
I'm sure her family sure does. I'm sure.
Yeah, but I'm talking about in general. People in our audience.
Well, that'd be a question. Do you care, Ken?
888-302-3684. Here's something that people do care about, and that's how they look. How are you looking today, Roberta, Jennifer, Kenny?
I got my hair done, and so I feel pretty good today.
Look, now, do you wash your hair every day, even though you get it done?
Every other day.
Every other day?
Yeah.
So, I've often wondered this. When you get your hair done, mm-hmm. I never asked Meredith this, although she washes her hair every day, after, even though she's had it done. I don't know whether doing it means you just cut it, or
it
you have it.
Means you might add a little extra blonde to it, you know, help what God gave you. And I trimmed it, yes. So I trimmed and added some blonde.
Really? Your hair's red naturally, right?
Yeah. It was blonde when I started highlighting it.
Really?
And from what the hair color lady tells me, it's still blonde. It's just dark blonde.
But most people who put that stuff in their hair have gray hair. That's what they're covering up, right?
Yeah, most people, I mean, some people cover gray. Some people enhance their hair color.
Mm-hmm. I did that for a long time. My hair started going gray when I was in my 30s, and I didn't like it. So I was using things that made some of it was better than others, some of the stuff that I used. But I stopped.
I have to tell you, I haven't found a gray hair yet. I haven't found a gray hair yet.
Not one?
I'm sure there's one in there, but I haven't seen it.
Kenny, you got any gray hair?
Knock on wood.
Oh, yeah.
Have you? I haven't seen you.
I've had kids, yes.
Right. That's the way you get it.
Not a lot, but my hair is really dark, so when there's any gray in there, it's kind of like...
Yeah.
It's sending out some signals. Yeah. Here I am.
Right. There you are. Well, a signal of how you look as you age, people can look at their hair, they can look at their face. Let me spend a moment talking about how you can get rid of the bags and puffiness under your eyes. You don't need to have them. They don't need to be there. Thanks to GenuCell, you can get rid of them. That'd be nice. Naturally, no surgery. It's a development from Chamonix as they've used stem cell therapy to create this serum called GenuCell for the bags and puffiness in the lines around your eyes, specifically for this region. They've developed other products. As a matter of fact, when you call 800-543-9262, after you've decided you've just tired of bags and puffiness in the lines around your eyes, you want to fix it, you call 800-543-9262.
Something you don't hear on the radio every day, someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, the brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now, experience it for yourself. Get a 5-quart Dexo synthetic blend oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $39.95 or less. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
Can I sleep in your bed?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
March is the month to experience the greatest feeling on earth at Guitar Center's Green Tag event. And the sale just got better with more deals added. I'm talking about a new guitar, amp, pedal, or whatever you need for at least 50% off list. Like AKG headphones for only $19. Or a microphone with cable and stand for just $29. Seriously, spot the green tags and get crazy deals. Get to Guitar Center to find tons of green tag deals throughout the store now through Sunday.
All right, 18 minutes past the hour. Doug Steffen's good day. Doug Steffen is stuck in the Bermuda Triangle or
he's
something.
He's with the plane. He's with the Malaysian plane.
We lost connection with him.
I hope he's not with the plane.
I hope not either. But he'll be back here in just a few minutes. All right, so going through some of the top stories today, guys, this one really caught my attention because it involved an oversized roasting spit, erotic maneuvers, and a mechanical bull. Oh, and some fake vomit. What could that mean?
What do all these things have in common?
That was just the first 15 minutes, actually. Pop star Lady Gaga brought her theatrical musical roadshow to South by Southwest Music Festival on Thursday evening. She roused up a crowd that made many sacrifices to see the star. It was a one-hour show sponsored by Doritos, and it benefited Lady Gaga's Born This Way Foundation. It drew more than 2,000 fans, an open-air patio stage at Stubbs Barbecue in downtown Austin.
Stubbs Barbecue, I've been there.
Yum.
Yeah? To get into the free show, fans had to perform a Doritos bold mission, such as change their Facebook relationship status to an untruth, or they had to share a piece of clothing with a stranger, then share the act on social media. Really, actually, kind of a smart way to use social media. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there was a huge outpouring. And the show kicked off a two-day Dorito-sponsored concert series at South by Southwest with artists such as Safari Movement and Ludacris. Now, Ken, Lady Gaga is one of the top tweeting people. Isn't she on Twitter with the most followers?
Yes, she is. I don't remember how many millions she has, but it's a lot.
This has to be probably one of the smartest ways to use social media now, by having people do these type of tasks to get into a free show. And the people there got their money's worth. If you like Lady Gaga, the bandmates wheeled her out on stage, hog-tied to a roasting spit, and since she was at a barbecue place. And then she had the black bikini and fishnet stockings on, and said she hadn't showered all week. Ugh. 21 past the hour on Good Day.
Blah.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
From this era, 1990 is the year. Second week of March is the week. And the top five songs include, at number five, a group called Bad English and The Price of Love. I don't remember this group at all. Who remembers Bad English?
Bad English? Sure.
Yeah. What do you remember about it?
80s band, right?
Yeah. Kind of like a super group. There's somebody from Journey, somebody from the group The Babies.
Oh, okay. So they put together a group of people from various groups.
Yeah.
Well, with a title like that, being an English teacher, I probably didn't pay any attention. Do they use Bad English?
Only as their name.
Really? I shouldn't take it literally. Who I like in this week's list includes singer Taylor Dane, who's number four on the list of top five songs. Love Will Lead You Back.
She used to have great curly hair.
Yeah, great hair. Great voice, lots of energy. All right, let's crank it up there, Michael. Big. Whatever happened to her, Penny? Why did she disappear from the scene?
I think she was one of those artists that had several hits that that radio just burned itself out on.
Yeah, she would just
she kept trying, but
she did that Celebrity Chef show just recently with Guy Fieri and Rachel Ray.
Really?
A couple years ago.
Yeah, recently, that was a couple of years ago.
Well, you know, for me that is a recent.
I mean, recent, yeah, right, exactly.
You know.
Number three song during this week in 1990, done by the B-52s. Why am I having trouble hearing you? I'm not even hearing from Michael. Anybody hearing me?
I can hear you. Just fine, sir.
I hear you.
Good. All right.
I'm eating my oatmeal, so I turned down my mic because I know otherwise you get very annoyed at me.
Very good. That's a good move on your part. Mm-hmm. All right, so what do we remember about this song, Kenny?
This was one of the, in the waning days of MTV still showing videos. Okay, great.
Good. All right, the B-52s, I know I don't remember this song. I remember a lot of these songs, actually. And number two during this week, Alanna Miles, Black Velvet.
Great song.
This
is, again, the top five listing from Musical.ly this week in 1990. Atlanta Miles.
Think about what you were doing at this time. You had kids. You were single.
Mm-hmm.
Did I mention you were probably single? You didn't have a lot of time to listen to the radio.
No, I didn't.
You were busy.
I had started doing...
I mean, you were busy.
I started doing this radio program in the production studio, WCKY. I was doing afternoons at CKY in Cincinnati, and I was doing mornings as I started this program. So, yeah, I was busy, as a matter of fact. Every day, they had me out on a personal appearance at lunchtime. So I do the radio program in the morning, starting at 5. It was 5 to 9 in those days. And then I'd go take a shower, and I'd go out on the personal appearance, and I'd get back to the studio just in time to go on at 2 o'clock. Oftentimes, they had me going out at nighttime. I was sort of the ambassador for the radio station. That was a fun time. All right, where are we? Last song, Janet Jackson, number one during this week in 1990. Don't all of her songs pretty much sound the same?
This was my second favorite Janet Jackson.
Yeah, what's your first favorite?
Nasty Boys.
Nasty Boys. Why'd you like that? You don't like Nasty Boys, do you?
Every girl likes Nasty Boys a little bit.
Do you like Nasty Boys? I've never met any of your... Oh, no, I did meet one of your boyfriends. I was very unimpressed.
He wasn't a boyfriend, the one that you met, by the way.
He wasn't?
I went out with him like twice.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm like your father in many ways. I mean, he wants to protect you from getting around. I don't like to see you with people that are not up to your caliber.
My snuff?
That guy was a boob.
So. Really? I don't even remember much about it, but you do.
I remember him, but I didn't like him.
The guy you met at my house, right?
I don't remember him. I didn't like him. 28 after the hour.
Just call them the Technology Detectives. 50 people from AARP's Nevada chapter who went to the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Their mission, to find gadgets people over 50 really like. Here are five things they found. The Kendoma, an iPad app that lets two users in different locations read a book together interactively. The LED light bulb. It might help you relax and get sleepy if you're reading in bed. Great Call, devices for caregivers and seniors. Among other things, this company sells easy-to-use cell phones and medical alert GPS systems and a free phone app that reminds you to take your medications. The group also zeroed in on wearable devices that monitor blood pressure and heart rhythms and an EKG app for a smartphone. To find out the specifics, check out the AARP Bulletin. There's a link on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app, it doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
A Friday Doug Steffen Good Day program. Those of you who are concerned about the details of the Malaysian airline tragedy, we're going to have General Merrill A. McPeak, who is an expert in these things. He was a fighter pilot, spent a couple of years in their aerobatic team, the Thunderbirds. Kind of cool. He flew a lot of missions over Vietnam, so he's got a lot of experience, and he's written a book on flying from his perspective, and so why not ask him some of the questions that everybody else is thinking about. So we'll do that in a few minutes here on Good Day. Meanwhile, back to what people are talking about. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler here. Richie is off today. Be back on Monday. Jennifer will be gone Monday. Be back a week from Monday. Roberta will be here. Everybody will be here. I'll be here with a bell or two on, because I think I'm excited. Next week is the first week of spring.
And it's St. Patrick's Day. Don't forget to wear greens. Oh, that's right.
Monday is St. Patrick's Day. Yes.
Yep.
Is that a holiday with anybody?
For every person who likes to drink, sure.
Okay. That's so good.
I'm out.
The numbers are out.
Doug's out.
I'm out.
I'm in.
The numbers are out today. From the perspective of those who like to sort of separate the rich and the poor. Looks like the rich have shaken off the recession. I must not be in the rich category, because I sure as heck haven't shaken it off yet. You shake it off yet, Roberta? The recession?
Shake off what?
The recession.
Recession, no.
Yeah. Kenny, do you shake off the recession yet?
No.
Jennifer?
Oh, gosh, no.
No. Okay, so none of us have shaken off the recession. Have you? I'm not one who likes to play this game. A lot of people on MSNBC love to play this game. A lot of people on the left side love, well, actually, it doesn't make much difference.
Everybody likes to talk about
right.
it. All political parties.
All right, so the number of U.S. households with a net worth of $1 million or more rose to 9.63 million last year. Highest number on record, more than 600,000 in terms of the year. From 2012 to 2013, there are almost 600,000 new millionaires. Now, let's put this into perspective.
Yes.
What's $1 million? We'd all like to have it. We'd all like to win the lottery.
Yes, I would.
But unless you've got a couple of $100 million, you know, maybe, what's the line? 100 million.
You know what? I'd like to try with just, you know, a measly couple of mil. I'd be okay with that.
But are you rich if you have a couple of million?
Unless I'd be happy enough. I don't need to
I'm not asking whether you're
rich.
Happy. That's not my question. The
what
question
is rich is what you're asking.
Do you consider yourself rich?
You know what, Dougie? You and my family and friends make me rich.
Oh, isn't that nice, Jennifer? Thank you very much.
You know, Chris Rock has this saying, believe it or not, that he says, being rich is not about having money. Being rich is about having options.
There you
yes.
go. And that's true.
Right.
Right.
So, Roberta, you're rich because you have options.
I have options, absolutely.
Jennifer,
that's
you're rich. You have options. Kenny, you're rich because you have options. I'm rich.
A lot of people don't have options. Think about it. All there's a tremendous number of people in this world who don't have options.
People
they're just stuck in where they are.
Yep.
Well, there's good. Oh, sorry, Roberta, go ahead.
So whether they're stuck because, you know, psychologically they're stuck, or whether they're stuck like, you know, they're in a third world country in a refugee camp and they have no other option, no other choice. So
see,
we're very fortunate
that
if you have options.
I think in America, everybody has.
Yeah, even our poor people are rich for poor people.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to fight to win a place at the table.
Right.
You really have to work at it.
But like poor people here
have
cell phones and technology and cable.
Yep. I think that the administration, well, it isn't just this administration, government in general works against you becoming rich. So you have to figure out a way to work around the government because they're really not
that
smart.
Well, when you're not rich, they have more control over your life.
Right, exactly. They want to give things to keep you in control. That's all. Let's face it. Politicians, politics in general, aimed at controlling you, the same as religion does. So,
and they want to get you addicted to their offerings. But there is good news.
What's
you know,
that?
Michael just whispered in my ear here that Warren Buffett just told CNBC that a financial crisis will happen again someday, but not for a while. So I guess that's good news, right?
Yeah, let's hope that's the case. By the way, the state that has the most millionaires, Michael, what state do you live in?
Virginia.
No, okay. Who are your close? Maryland.
Maryland, probably, yeah.
And that's because the people who work in Washington, for the most part, those who are
they're
in the upper, live in Maryland.
They're rich millionaire crooks.
Yeah. Well, they're connected to the political system. That's the way it works. All right. I have some good news. Speaking of money, we have a story today at DougStephan.com that I think is very, very cool. Now, these are the sorts of things that make us proud to be Americans. The story of that seven-year-old boy, his name is Dylan Siegel. He wrote a children's book called Chocolate Bar to raise money to help his best friend, Jonah, fight his disease. Mm. Dylan heard his best friend was sick. He wanted to help him get better. So he came up with a plan to write a children's book on his own and use the money to help pay for medical treatment, which Jonah's family couldn't pay for. He said, quote, I heard that Jonah had a disease. I felt badly for him. He had to drink cornstarch every day and check his blood and do all this sort of thing. So he wrote the book. Apparently, this youngster's blood sugar, the disease is GSD. It causes blood levels to drop to a fatal point if they're not monitored. His parents follow a schedule of feeding him through a tube to make sure his levels remain safe. Two boys have known each other since they were in preschool. And chocolate bar is what they say when they think something is awesome. So this kid writes this book, Chocolate Bar, and he raises $750,000 to help his friend.
Wow.
University of Florida Research, they're trying to figure out what this is all about. But I just think something like that is such a great story. And they're trying to raise $1 million, and I'm betting that there's going to be a lot of Facebook activity on this, Kenny, posting. I don't mind posting the story. We posted it at DougStefan.com. So look for the story of the 7-year-old boy who raised $750,000 to help his friend fight that incurable disease. What a great story. Speaking of great stories, we'll be joined by General Merrill McPeak from the 14th U.S. Air Force in a moment here on Good Day.
March is the month to experience the greatest feeling on earth at Guitar Center's Green Tag event. And the sale just got better with more deals added. I'm talking about a new guitar, amp, pedal, or whatever you need for at least 50% off list. Like AKG headphones for only $19. Or a microphone with cable and stand for just $29. Seriously, spot the Green Tags and get crazy deals. Get to Guitar Center to find tons of Green Tag deals throughout the store now through Sunday.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Each year, an estimated 65,000 people in the U.S. learn they have a rare type of kidney cancer known as renal cell carcinoma, or RCC, which is twice as common in men as it is in women. In fact, in nearly 20% of patients, the cancer is already spread to other parts of the body by the time it's diagnosed. Every patient's treatment journey for RCC is unique and often involves several steps and various management options. During March, which is National Kidney Month, Dr. Mayer Fishman of the H. Lee Moffitt Center and Research Institute in Tampa, Florida, encourages further education and awareness to help inform and empower patients with RCC.
Kidney cancer is a disease that can affect patients in many ways. Patients should understand that there are medicines, surgeries, and radiation therapies that can impact kidney cancer, well-being, and survival in meaningful ways. A patient's doctor and healthcare team can help define treatment goals.
There are several pathways that play a role in the development and growth of RCC, such as VEGF and mTOR. While RCC is a difficult disease, the good news is that there are a number of drugs available that target these pathways. If you know someone living with kidney cancer, encourage them to talk to their doctor to learn more about RCC, the pathways involved, and the treatment options. Sponsored by Novartis Oncology, this is Charles Gilbert reporting.
Everyone, we're going to need volunteers to work this weekend.
Man, this scalp edge is killing me.
Thanks for volunteering, Mark. And let him be an example for the rest of you.
It's time for new Salsa Blue Scalp Itch Treatment. It works at the source with the number one anti-itch medicine, hydrocortisone, plus soothing aloe for fast relief. New Salsa Blue Scalp Itch. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
March is the month to experience the greatest feeling on earth at Guitar Center's Green Tag event. And the sale just got better with more deals added. I'm talking about a new guitar, amp, pedal, or whatever you need for at least 50% off list. Like a PV5-in-1 electric guitar pack for just $89. Or a 10-pack of drumsticks for just $9. Seriously, spot the Green Tags and get crazy deals. Get to Guitar Center to find tons of Green Tag deals throughout the store now through Sunday.
Joining us now is General Merrill A. McPeak. General McPeak has been in the Air Force since 1957, was a career fighter pilot, spent a couple of years with the Air Force's aerobatic team. I don't think you have to call them. I mean, you know what the Thunderbirds are, right? He was in 200 air shows in the U.S. and overseas, flew 269 combat missions in Vietnam. He's held senior leadership assignments, including command of the 20th Fighter Wing in NATO, the 12th Air Force, and concurrently the U.S. Southern Command Air Force's Pacific Air Force. My God, this guy's got a lot of time in an airplane. General McPeak, welcome.
Good morning, Doug. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you. You have written a memoir of your service. The book is called Hangar Flying Below the Zone. Is that right?
Yeah, there's two books. One, Hangar Flying, is about the early years when I spent as a fighter pilot. And then Below the Zone is volume two. It's a 20-year odyssey, really. My family and I stationed all over the world, moving from, you know, the rank of major up to four-star general. And it ends at the point where I was selected to be chief of staff. So there's a volume three, which will be out later this year.
You can go ahead.
Below the Zone is volume two, really, of a three-volume work.
All right. So Below the Zone is what's out currently. You can check out General General McPeak's work at generalmcpeak.com, M-C-P-E-A-K. But with all that time in the air, a lot of people must be asking you this week for your opinion of what might have happened to that Boeing 777 that belonged to Malaysian Airlines. What do you think?
Well, I think that we've been looking in the wrong place for Flight 370. So after about day three, I thought it might not even be in the water. We ought to start looking over land. But now the reports are that the airplane actually flew for about 4 hours after any kind of radio contact with the crew was lost. So 4 hours, you say, that aircraft could go a couple thousand miles, and it could be virtually in any direction from its location in roughly in the middle of the Gulf of Thailand. But the focus is now out into the Indian Ocean, and I think we're likely to find a debris pattern out there once we start looking in the right area. But if you know, the size of the search area is expanded tremendously by this supposition that the airplane actually flew until it ran out of gas.
So you think that's really what they, I mean, there's so much speculation, that's what makes this difficult. Running out of fuel is really the only thing that makes any sense unless they landed it somewhere and could hide it. But it also seems rather weird that with all the satellite technology we have, that there isn't some record of the plane here and or there, seeing as you can see somebody fall down on a sidewalk on your street if you're looking at the right pictures on Google.
Right. I agree. Even if you accept that it flew for 4 hours and we've been looking in the wrong place, there are still an awful lot of unanswered questions here. So,
what do you think the number one question to be answered needs to be, General McPeak?
Why didn't the crew communicate? Not only did the airplane disappear off of radar, and by the way, I think it was being tracked by secondary radar, which means electronically. It wasn't a skin paint. A lot of the primary radar in that part of the world is shut down at night. So the airplane has an electronic signaling device called IFF, and it transmits a signal that will be picked up by radar to give the airplane's position and identifying features and so forth, and that's the way it would normally be tracked. So that had to be turned off, because that's more or less automatic reporting. The pilot's got nothing to do with it, but he can reach down and turn it off.
Wow.
And then he can stop talking. You know, the radio will have, or the airplane has UHF, VHF, HF, but the air crew can stop using it. So the question is, why would the air crew turn off the electronic reporting feature and stop talking?
Mm-hmm. Unless they really wanted to take the plane and do something with it. That's what a lot of people are expecting. So that's a good question. Thank you for the review. GeneralMcPeak.com. Look for the book Below the Zone, and for the latest, the third book in his series, telling the story of his career, which is pretty superb. Four-star General Merrill McPeak here with us as we look at what's going on in the skies.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
Can I sleep in your bed?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
March is the month to experience the greatest feeling on earth at Guitar Center's Green Tag event. And the sale just got better with more deals added. I'm talking about a new guitar, amp, pedal, or whatever you need for at least 50% off list. Like a PV5-in-1 electric guitar pack for just $89. Or a 10-pack of drumsticks for just $9. Seriously, spot the green tags and get crazy deals. Get to Guitar Center to find tons of green tag deals throughout the store now through Sunday.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Must admit, the guy you always come through, I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
If I didn't have you, Billy Crystal and John Goodman from the movie Monsters, Inc., Billy Crystal, 66, wow! Who would have thought Billy Crystal was that old? 66 today. What I liked more than anything else, the movie that he did with Gregory Hines. Everybody remember that? The Cops in Chicago. That
was Running Scared.
Running Scared. How many years? That was probably 30 years. Isn't that a good movie?
Yeah.
The best of lots of things in that movie. So Billy Crystal, anyway, celebrating his 66th birthday. What was the last movie he was in, Kenny? Anybody remember?
Parental Guidance he did last year.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh.
I don't think I saw it.
I think we liked him with Robert De Niro in those two.
They have great chemistry.
Weren't there two flicks?
Analyze This and Analyze That.
Yep.
Right. Analyze this. All right. So, Chucker's not here today. We have the opportunity to showcase the talents of both Ken Kessler and Jennifer Horn, because I'm not asking Roberta to do any other heavy lifting. She just finished her breakfast, after all. So
we want to upset her stomach.
No, we don't want to do that. All right, so, Kenny, what's coming out this weekend that looks like it's significant?
Need for Speed, which looks to me kind of like a Fast and Furious ripoff.
Right. Yep.
Aaron Paul, Dominic Cooper in that one. Tyler Perry's The Single Moms Club.
That looks good. What's that? What do you think about that? Is that one of these? It's not a black. It's a black comedy, I think, isn't it? More or less.
It's not a dark comedy.
A black women and
right.
As long as that Kevin Hart isn't in it, I'd go see it. He is so annoying. I don't want to see anything he's in.
But it doesn't look like he's in that one.
No. Okay.
And in limited release, Veronica Mars, the movie, finally hits theaters.
Oh, right. The one they crowdfunded. Why is that just in limited release?
Because they're rushing it out into the stores on DVD, and it'll be streaming, and it'll be on demand very quickly, so they can get the cash in hand back for the money that they laid out for it.
So why wouldn't they put it in a lot of theaters then?
Because they did it themselves, and it's very expensive to get it out. They don't have a big studio behind them.
Ah, okay. So they don't have Weinstein or any of that bunch. Okay.
Right.
All right, but if it does well, Weinstein will go out and buy it. And then
there will be Veronica Mars 2.
Yeah. Okay, got it. So what else?
Those are the big ones. Mm-hmm. Need for Speed, The Single Moms Club, and Veronica Mars.
All right.
I'd see Veronica Mars. All right, there is some Star Wars casting rumors, Dougie.
Really?
That are buzzing around the internet. The latest is Breaking Bad's Jesse Plemons, he played Todd, and Down Abbey's Ed Spielers in the running to play an apprentice Jedi.
Really?
Other names being considered, according to Variety, are John Boyega, he was in Attack the Block, and theater actors Matthew James Thomas and Ray Fisher. So far, no Star Wars casting has been confirmed, although it's been widely rumored that girls Adam Driver will play the villain.
Bum, ba-dum, bum.
Then Helena Bonham Carter is in talks to reprise her role of Red Queen in the Alice in Wonderland sequel, Through the Looking Glass. Johnny Depp is already on board for the film, which is due out May 27th. X-Men First Class star and, of course, Jennifer Lawrence's boyfriend, Nicholas Hoult, will star in the Iraqi war drama Sandcastle. The film, based on the book by Chris Rossner, follows Rossner's 2 years in Iraq's Sunni Triangle.
That'll be a heavy movie. The Hollywood Reporter suggests the death of Harold Ramis will not affect the plans for Ghostbusters 3. So who's supposed to be in that?
I think everybody but Bill Murray had signed on, right, Ken?
I heard he was actually thinking about it, too, again. He seems to want to be back in he was in Monuments Men. It was actually kind of fun to see him.
That's because he's buddies with George Clooney. Like, isn't that an unlikely partnership?
Right. Yeah, but he was at the Oscars, I thought, he sort of looked like he wanted, you know, he had this, okay, here I am.
Right.
Let's do something else. Some movies that opened on this date, 1997, Booty Call.
Woohoo!
Starring Jamie Foxx, Tommy Davidson. Why would you think I'd want to go see that?
I was teasing.
I know you were. Donnie Brasco with Al Pacino and Johnny Depp. Remember that?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lost Highway with Bill Pullman and Patricia Arquette. I don't remember that one.
Bill Pullman's a great actor. Pullman's great and likable just in everything he does.
Yeah, he is. Movies debut on this date, 1999, Blast from the Past with Brendan Fraser. What is there about this guy? I don't understand how he gets jobs.
Why?
I just don't think he's that good.
Well, he's not anymore. His star is starting to fade a little. But he was good for a while. He was like the thing. Encino Man was his big role, probably.
Message in a Bottle. Kevin Costner, Robert... I thought that was a great movie.
Kevin Costner's movies are like an hour too long.
Really? You think so?
Yes.
Meredith thinks he's eye candy.
He is.
Yeah.
A three-hour movie. Give me a break.
I'll watch him for 3 hours.
I can't look at anybody.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.